from the fourth down play, the fourth and 19 play. Did Derek think it was third down? It seemed like he was motioning four after the play to the sidelines.
Didn't speak with him to ask him that question. I don't have that answer for you. I don't think so.
Going into the bye week, a lot of coaches talk about self-scouting. What does self-scouting mean to you, and what is the bye week plan for you and the team?
Yeah, you always take a look. Self-scouting basically is you take a look at yourself over the first five games to start the season and see if there are if you're trending the way you want to in terms of developing players, concepts, principles that you believe in. So you kind of take a pause and take a good look at yourself over the first 5 weeks, and then make sure that you're on schedule for where you want to be and make any adjustments that are necessary.
You have that time now to do that, but first impressions after five games, do you think you are trending where you want to go? Are you headed in that direction?
Well, I know that we've made a lot of strides. I know that, 2-3 is not what we wanted it to be. We had hopes it would be better. It's what we've earned to this point. So, we have a lot of football in front of us, so we'll focus on the road in front of us, the work that we have ahead of us, and make sure that we're learning what we can from the previous five weeks of experience.
I mean, everybody's made it clear that the losing part is not acceptable. There are no moral victories, but can you see progress in defense?
Absolutely, you can see some progress. Different areas. I mean, that was as good as we played on defense, through the start of the year. And so that was, there have been several bright spots, several areas of improvement, a lot of things that we've worked hard on that are beginning to show themselves, manifest themselves in production on game days. And we still know there's a ton of work in front of us. So, we'll take this time and reflect on, the beginning. Heal up where we're a little bit banged up in certain spots and then get ready to go forward.
You guys ran the ball pretty effectively during the two wins and struggled the last couple weeks. What's been the issue in the run game?
The run game, it's a team game. You go up against some fronts that are a little stouter than others. I think talking about yesterday's game, I think they did a pretty solid job of stopping the run. I think both teams were able to effectively shut down the running game.
Mr. Tavis, your shoulder, you said that was an issue why he wasn't playing the second half. Was that an issue for him? His effectiveness while
well,
he played,
yeah, what I, all I would say, on that is that he's one of many guys that are giving it up for the team, playing hard, playing through some pain in some situations, and I'm really appreciative of that, respectful of that, and we'll continue to do the best we can to put the best product out there.
Why are we coming at a good time for a guy like him? And some of these
yeah,
guys
absolutely. Yeah, guys like that, it'll provide some much-needed rest.
How do you think he ran in the first half? He got 10 touches before you blinked.
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. I thought early we ran the ball at him fairly effectively, and showed flashes there where you could see some possibilities going forward.
Mario got almost double the snaps he's gotten any game so far. Was that the plan going into the week, that you'd seen enough every week that you were going to sort of elevate the amount of time he got to play? And how did he do it?
Well, he played very well. A couple guys defensively, showed out. I thought Mario played really well. I thought Neron played more snaps and played well in his role. An increased role, and I thought David Emerson played well. I'm having a good couple of receivers out there. I mean, really matched up against some really good people. With Mario, I think going in, we knew that with Danico being down, that he would naturally get more play, and he did a nice job with the snaps he got. I mean, he was very effective for us.
Why did you want having Ball play more snaps, what did you see from him in practice that gave you confidence that he could handle the role that he was given yesterday?
Well, you know, we see the skills that he brings and the work ethic that he has every day and the way he prepares. So we increased his role. Thought we would seek to take advantage of some of the things we think he's capable of, and I thought he did a nice job in his first extended activity.
What skills does he bring?
He's got speed and athleticism. You know, he's a very instinctive guy. He can really run. Has a good feel for the game, and we're able to match him on their tight end some. He did a pretty good job in that role.
If someone had told you going into this game that you're going to hold that offense to roughly 300 yards and keep them out of the end zone all day, would you have thought you'd lose that game?
We expected to go in there and win, and we came up a little short. Okay, so I thought that we had some good solid effort, and we feel good about some of the accomplishments that we've made, some of the strides that we've made, and we realize that there are a couple other things that we expect to do better that we will do better as we go forward.
Look at some of the performances the defense has had earlier in the season. They were pretty much lights out against a very high-powered offense yesterday. What have you seen from that defense from week to week to week, and did you expect a performance like that?
Well, we expect to see that performance improve. I don't think that you'd look at that performance and say, yeah, that's like as good as it gets. I think we expect better. It was good. But we do expect better, so we'll keep pushing for it. But we're going to be hard to run on, and we're not going to let the ball go over the top of us. And then we'll start playing better and some of the other factors that go into winning football. And part of that is third down effectiveness, and I thought we were much better yesterday getting off the field on third down.
Is that going to be the basis of your defensive identity, like what you just said there in terms of stopping the run and preventing that big play? I know Ken had kind of talked about, you guys trying to find yourselves. Do you think that you're closer to that and those could be kind of bedrocks of what you guys do?
That's where it starts. I mean, those are some of the things that we believe in. We're not going to let people pound the ball on us. We're going to not let the ball get thrown over the top of us. And then you come down to leveraging and tackling. I thought it was better. I think there's still room for improvement. Leverage and tackling is what good defensive play is all about. And, it was an improved performance. But like I said, we're still looking for more.
Going back to the fourth and 19 play, were you surprised by the screen pass call, or what was –
Yeah, I'd love to have the chance to do do-overs. The Monday morning quarterback is got perfect vision, and I don't think the game came down to lack of execution on that one play. I think there were other opportunities in the game to have a winning performance. Looking back, was there an opportunity to maybe do something better? Maybe I can do a better job going forward. But like I said, you learn from these experiences. We're growing as a staff. We're growing as a football team. And, we make our corrections on this day, get ourselves prepared to meet with the squad tomorrow, put it behind us, and move on.
On the film, watching the 6-6 on the film, is there anything different you saw live on it?
On what now?
Pick 6, the
interception. No, I think it was pretty much like I said. It was a hot situation. The receiver was could have got his head around an instant quicker. Quarterback could have been slightly more in front with the ball, and it could have turned into a great catch and run opportunity. And it's just one of those bang-bang plays. We have a chance to hit it and it go big for us, and it unfortunately went the other way on us.
Look at the last 2 weeks with offense. The offense has done some good things and moved the ball on stout defenses, but there's been some killer mistakes in these games, killer turnovers. What can you do going forward to eliminate those and become more efficient as an offense?
Well, I think eliminate those big mistakes, eliminate those turnovers. You take those turnovers out of the game, and it's a completely different looking ball game. So, both sides can say that, right? So, That's football, you know. You get your opportunities. There are no do-overs. But certainly that's an area of emphasis for us. You know, we want to win the turnover battle. We want to force the turnovers and not give them away. And, you know, it wasn't where it needs to be yet.
The last 4 weeks, it seems like every game comes down to the last 5 minutes or the last drive. Do you think that can harden this unit, you know, just because they've been through so many dramatic moments and pressure-packed situations? Yeah, they haven't always worked out, but do you think that experience can be valuable down the road?
There's no question that experience is valuable. You become battle-hardened. You learn some valuable lessons, and you grow. And so, you know, I don't think anybody watching our football team perform, prepare, and compete questions anything about effort or any of that kind of stuff. So the focus is there. The effort is there. Now we need to clean up, you know, some things and play a little cleaner football, a little crisper football, and execute some of those plays where we're coming up a little short.
Is there a difference in the way you feel walking off the field after, say, a battle-hardened game like yesterday's or the other few have been, as opposed to the first one, which is the only one like that you had?
I enjoy the thrill of us competing the way we do. Mm-hmm. The ups and downs are part of football in the NFL, and you know, you can't be afraid to go back to that place, you know. You go back to that place where you execute and you make the play and you go home happy. And if you don't, then you don't. And so, you know, to me, you kind of learn a lot about yourself, a lot about the team, a lot about the character that you have, the resiliency and those things that we're looking to build here. And, you know, you can see certainly some encouraging signs in terms of the way the team is competing in those situations, and that gives you a chance, and that's a good place to start. And that's certainly not where we're going to end. That's not the end point, you know. But it's like I said, a good place to start.
How did TJ hold up yesterday?
I thought he was okay. Yeah, he fought through. Obviously, banged up a late. A late elevation from out to questionable, and that was largely due to TJ. I mean, he, you know, really felt a lot better late in the week and pushed hard, we elected to go with a good player, giving us a chance to go. And so, yeah, I thought, you know, overall it was a positive contribution to us.
Don't know. I've seen many times where a guy's gone from out to questionable.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a first for me. I even told him that. I said, you know, a few years ago, you know, my first time when I was a head coach, you would have been out just on the principle of it. But, you know, years of experience and understanding the need to have as many good players as you can for these games. You know, we work so hard to get to these games. It's all about what we can get done in these games. And, you know, he did a pretty good job convincing me he was ready to go. I felt it would settle down, you know, what he had going on. I felt it would did have a chance to settle down, and so it was unique. I mean, I don't think that comes around very often.
Do you think the fact that he sees Charles Woodson out there every day, battling through what he goes through, plays any role at all in a guy like him getting up and saying, "I got to get out there"?
I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it does. You know. That's not a bad thing. You know, we work awfully hard for getting these opportunities to play for each other and sacrifice for each other.
Speaking of Woodson, you played with a lot of great players. You've coached a lot of great players. Have you ever seen anything like Charles Woodson?
I've seen examples like that. Not from a guy that's 39, you know. He's a really an amazing competitor. And you know, he's been gutting it up the last couple of weeks, and everybody knows that.
So he's a big reason you have the turnovers that you do. He's tied for the league lead in interceptions. Some of the things that he's doing out there with his ball skills are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the ball's in the air, he's pretty good at going and getting it.
On that second one, he came from a long way. I mean, is that just good vision and anticipation for where that's going?
It's got a great jump. Went over there, aggressively attacked that thing, and held on to it.
How is Tuck doing? Is that pretty serious?
He's getting an MRI right now, so I haven't heard the report back.
Are there any of the outside of Autry, with Taiwan, and is there a hope that he can be back, you know, for San Diego after the bye week? Are there any injuries that you're concerned are more long term in San Diego?
Not off the top of my head. I think in his situation, he was hoping he'd make it back last week, and didn't quite make it. But remain hopeful going forward. So we'll see.